Tir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Gufa. As we began to discuss in the previous year, Yontif Shechal Lius Achar Shabbos. If Yontif comes out of Matzah Shabbos, so both Kiddush and Havdalah have to be said. The Gemara will now begin to discuss the various shitas that apply, what one does under such circumstances regarding saying the Kiddush and the Havdalah. Rav Amar, Rav says, the order is Yakna. Yakna represents Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. What is the reasoning for Rav following this order? So Rajbam explains, Yayin comes first because Yayin always comes first, because a bracha over wine is a bracha which is common, and we have a rule, todr v'sheinu todr, something which is common, something which is not common, todr koidim, the most common comes first. So first we make the bracha a wine. Kiddush comes next, explains the Rajbam, because two reasons. Number one, kiddusha dayoyim adifa, being mekadosh a day, making the day Yontif is preferable over going away from an existing Kedusha. And moreover, says the Rajbam, according to Rav, we want to delay Havdalah, because Havdalah represents that we're moving away from the Kedusha, and we want to delay that. So therefore we make Kiddush first, then we say Ner and Havdalah, because we always make a bracha of Boirei Ma'irei Ha'esh before we make the bracha of Havdalah. Ask the Rajbam, what about Boirei Minei B'Samim? That on Matzoi Shabbos by Havdalah we say Boirei Minei B'Samim. So the Rajbam answers that since the day after this Shabbos is going to be a Yontif, the reason a Boirei Minei B'Samim is said is because on Matzoi Shabbos the Neshama Yisera leaves. Here the Neshama Yisera isn't leaving, because the Neshama Yisera is going to remain for Yontif. Ask Taisus, if that's the case, then after Yontif we should have to say Boirei Minei B'Samim. In fact, after every Yontif, according to the Rajbam, ask Taisus, we should have to say Boirei Minei B'Samim. Yet we know we don't. Says Taisus, the reason we don't say Boirei Minei B'Samim when Yontif comes out on Matzoi Shabbos is because we're going to eat and drink on Yontif, so the tsar, the pain that we have with the Neshama Yisera leaving because Shabbos is over, will be covered with the Achila V'Shtiya of Yontif, and therefore there's no need to say Boirei Minei B'Samim. The Ran says a different reason. The Ran says that Yontif, the reason we don't say Boirei Minei B'Samim on a regular Yontif is because the separation, the distinction between a weekday and Shabbos is much greater than the distinction between a weekday and Yontif. For since on Yontif, melachos of Oichel Nefesh, melacha that needed in preparation of food on mutter, so it's not a day that's completely separated from work. Shabbos is a day that's completely separated from work. So therefore, on Shabbos I'm not allowed to do any work. Matzoi Shabbos, we're allowed to do everything. So the difference is very distinct, and therefore we make a Boirei Minei B'Samim. However, when we go from Shabbos to Yontif, or when we go from Yontif to weekday, it's a gradual change, and therefore we don't have to make a Boirei Minei B'Samim. The Sfas Emes says a different pshat. Why on Matzoi Shabbos we have to make a Boirei Minei B'Samim, and on Matzoi Yontif we don't have to make a Boirei Minei B'Samim. He explains that there's a fundamental difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yontif. The Kedusha of Shabbos has nothing to do with us. Every seventh day, Hashem makes into Shabbos. The Kedusha on Yontif, however, derives from Klal Yisrael. as we say in the Tfilas of Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Yisrael are the ones that sanctify the Yom Tovim. Says the Sfasemis. The Nesham Yisera that's on Shabbos is not a Nesham Yisera that we created. It's created, so to speak, by itself, by Shabbos coming. However, the Neshama Yisera which we get on Shabbos, it depends on us. And if we make a Kedusha into the Yontif, that Neshama Yisera remains with us. So there is no reason for Bar Min and Pesamim. The Neshama Yisera is remaining with us. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that the order is Yanhak. Yanhak representing Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, Kiddush. Shmuel holds that we have to make Havdalah before we make Kiddush. As the Gemara will say on Daf Kuf Gimel Amin Aleph, a marshal, that if a king is leaving and a prince is coming, we first escort the king and then we greet the prince. The king being Shabbos leaves, so first we must escort it with the Yayin Ner Havdalah, which we do on every Matzoy Shabbos, and only afterwards is Kiddush recited. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia say that Shmuel has a good reason why Havdalah should be said first, escort the king. Rav has a reason why Kiddush should be said first, Kiddusha deYoyma Adifa. So these two reasons, so to speak, cancel each other out. But Rav had another reason why we should say Kiddush first, because we want to prolong the Shabbos. That's why the Rashbam gave two reasons for Rav, and that's why ultimately we paskin like Rav. Tosfos also points out that an interesting difference. He says that by Kiddush v'Havdalah, the bracha of Yayin is said first, and then we make the Kiddush, then we make the Havdalah. Sometimes we have to make both, as we're discussing in our Gemara. On the other hand, by Birchas Hamazon, says Tosfos, we say the Kiddush, we say the Birchas Hamazon, and then we say the Bari Pri Hagafen when we make Birchas Hamazon Alakais. So Tosfos says the reason is because Birchas Hamazon being a longer bracha, it's a hefsek, it's an interruption, so that's why we can't make the bracha before the Birchas Hamazon. The Michtam explains, Birchas Hamazon is a bracha on what was. Bari Pri Hagafen is a bracha on what will be. So first we say the Birchas Hamazon, which represents thanking Hashem for what was, and then we make a new bracha on what's going to be. Kiddush and Havdalah Kiddush is not a bracha on what was. Kiddush is a bracha also on what's going to be. Havdalah is also a bracha for the coming week, and therefore we can make the Bari Pri Hagafen first. Continues the Gemara. Rava Amar. Rava says the order is Yanak. Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, Kiddush. Rava agrees with Shmuel that Havdalah comes first. So since Havdalah comes first, we say the Yayin, and then we say the Havdalah. The reason Rava puts Bari Me'esh between the Havdalah and the Kiddush is that there should be a separation between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. Levi Amar, Levi says, Kanya. Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. Levi actually agrees with Rav that Kiddush should come first, because as we explained, the Kiddush, like Rav explained, Kiddush should come before Havdalah. However, he says that the Barei Pri Hagafen should be said before the Havdalah versus saying before the Kiddush. He says Kiddush is not necessarily made for wine. Kiddush doesn't necessitate wine necessarily, because Kiddush could be made on bread. On the other hand, Havdalah must be made on wine. Moreover, if the Yayin was said before the Kiddush, it would seem like the Havdalah is not being said on Yayin. And as we just explained, Havdalah is actually more associated with Yayin than Kiddush, because Havdalah must be set on wine. Kiddush doesn't have to be set on wine. Therefore, we put the Kiddush, the Yayin, between the Kiddush and the Havdalah. Also, we want to separate the Kiddush from the Havdalah. That's why we put the Ner and the Yayin between the Kiddush and Havdalah. And the Ner is said first, again, because we want the Yayin right before the Havdalah. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, the right order is Kina. Kiddush, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah. The Rabbanan also hold, like Raf, that Kiddush comes before Havdalah. They also want that the Yayin should be closer to the Havdalah, and they also want a separation between the Kiddush and Havdalah, because Kiddush and Havdalah actually, so to speak, contradict each other. Kiddush is bringing in Kedusha. Havdalah represents the leaving of Kedusha. However, they want us to follow the normal order. And in the normal order, Yayin precedes Ner. Here too, the Yayin should precede the Ner and then the Havdalah. Ma Berei de Ravona Omar. He says the order is Nekiya. Nekiya is Ner, Kiddush, Yayin, Havdalah. He also agrees with Raf that the proper order is Kiddush being first. However, he does, and he also wants that the Yayin should be right before the Havdalah, so it should be obvious that the Yayin is primarily being said on the Havdalah. So that's why he puts Kiddush, Yayin, Havdalah. And putting Ner at the beginning is not a concern to him, because actually he says Ner is the first thing that we have Hanah from as soon as the light or the fire is turned on Motzei Shabbos. Marsa says in the name of Yeshua that the proper order is Nihak. Nihak being Ner, Yayin, Havdalah, Kiddush. He agrees with Shmuel that we should first have Havdalah, which represents the leaving of the king, as we're going to see in a moment, and then Kiddush, the greeting of the prince. But he says we should make the Havdalah in the normal. We should make Havdalah Ner first, because we want to have Yayin somewhat closer to Kiddush. So even though normally the proper order of Havdalah is Yayin Ner Havdalah, here we want to somewhat bring the Yayin closer to the Kiddush, so we reverse the order and we first say Ner and then we say Yayin. Sholach le'avu d'shmul l'rebi. Yilamdein Rabbeinu say the Havdalah's heich. When Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, what is the proper order? Sholach Lei, so he sent to him, Kach Om Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi, Shom Mishum Oviv, Shom Mishum Rabbi Shua B'Chananya, Nayak. The proper order is Nayak, which means Ner, Havdalah, Yayin, Kiddush. Om Rabbi Chanina, Moshe Rabbi Shua B'Chananya, what is the Moshe? L'melech Shiyotze, it's like a king that leaves, as we've been saying, V'afarch is Nichnas, and the prince is coming. Melavnus Amelah, first we escort the king out, Vakach Yoitzim across the Farkas, then we go to greet the prince. My Havalah, what is the Halacha on Motzei Shabbos Yontif? Abaya Omer Yakzno. Abaya says we say Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. Abaya agrees with Rav that first Kiddush should be said and then Havdalah. So he said we say the Kiddush in the regular order. And the regular order of Kiddush, if there were no Havdalah to be said, would be Yayin Kiddush, and then the Shachyanu, Zman. And then we follow up with the Havdalah of Ner Havdalah. Rav Amar Yak Nahaz. The proper order is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman, because he says that, like Rav, we want to have Kiddush first, but there is no need to necessarily have the Shachyanu right after the Kiddush. because he says the Shechiyonu is not specifically related to the Kiddush. Because he says, the Rashbam explains, the halacha is, then let's say somebody didn't make a Shechiyonu when he said Kiddush, he can make Shechiyonu at any time. The Shechiyonu is not specifically related to the Kiddush, and therefore it could be said even after the Kiddush v'Havdalah are recited. And says the Gemara, Hilchos HaKarava, the halacha is like Rava. Tosfos actually points out that why does the Gemara have to say that the halacha is like Rava? We know that throughout Shas, when there's a Mechloikis, Rava and Abaya, we always paskin like Rava, Chutz Miyal Kagam. So Tosfos says that that's what Tosfos questions. So some Rishonim explain that here it's not strictly a Mechloikis of Rav and Abaya. As we've learned, there's so many other Manda Amrim that have opinions what should be said. That's what the Gemara had to say, that Loch is like Rava. Another pshat is that this is the Makar, this is the source, how we know throughout Shas that the Loch is like Rava when there's a Machloikis between him and Abaya. Rav Amram Goin makes an interesting point. He says, although normally the Loch is that Havdalah has to be said on wine, Havdalah cannot be said on bread, on pas, as we mentioned earlier, whereas Kiddush may be, says the Rabbeinu Amram, that if somebody is faced with a situation like we have in the Gemara we're learning now, Matzoi Shabbos is Yontif, since he can make Kiddush under such circumstances on pas, on bread, he could also make, in such a circumstance, Havdalah on pas. And he explains that this will only be according to the Manda Amrim that hold like Rav, that Kiddush is recited first, even though there are different variations of what that means. Do we say Kiddush and then Yain? Do we say Yain and then Kiddush? When we say Shechiyonu? But all of the Shittas that say that we say Kiddush first, so since we're saying Kiddush first, and Kiddush may be said on bread, and that Havdalah is connected to that Kiddush, so the Havdalah could be on bread under that circumstances also. However, any of the Shittas that hold like Shmuel, that holds the Havdalah is recited first, they could not agree with Rabbeinu Amram, and even in such circumstances, the Havdalah would have to be said on wine strictly. Says the Gemara, Ravuna by Yehuda ikla by Rava. Ravuna by Yehuda came to Rava. Aisel kamei mor b'samim. They brought to him fire for bar mirah, b'samim for bar minim b'samim. Baruch Rava b'samim b'reish. First he made a bar minim b'samim, for hada mor, and then he made a bar mirah. Amalei. So Ravuna by Yehuda said to him, for Bein Beis Shammai and Bein Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, Mar Bereish V'Hadab Samim. The first we make a Bari Mereish, and then we make a Bari Minim Samim. Mayhi, where do we know this from? In the Tanan. Because we learned the Mishnah Masech the Brachas, if somebody only has one cup of wine to make a bit, to say Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah on, and Matzoi Shabbos, the proper order is Ner Umazon B'Sam V'Avdala Bairi Mairi Eish, then you bench, then you say Bairi Min B'Sam, and then you say Avdala. Basil, I mean Basil say Ner B'Sam Mazon V'Avdala. So we see that everybody agrees that the Ner is said before the B'Samim. Ani Rav Basreva Amar. So how did you, he asks, say b'samim and then more? On Rav Basreva Amar, Zudiv Rameya. What you just said was what Rameya said. Avar Yehudaima, like Nechuku Beisham and Beisil do not agree ala Mazon Shabbatchila, that Birchas Hamazon has to be said first. Why? So the Rashbam explains, because the situation here was that somebody ate a meal, and after he ate the meal, he also had to make, it was ready this man, the time for Havdalah, so he had to make Havdalah. So since the mitzvah Havdalah comes first, that's why you have to say it first. The Mefarshim make an interesting point. They say that why didn't the Rashbam say that the chiyuv to make say Birchas Hamazon is a chiyuv d'oraisa? The chiyuv to say Havdalah is midrabbanan. So the d'oraisa comes before the rabbanan. The Rashbam doesn't say that. The Rashbam says because Birchas Hamazon come first, and we have a rule, Eim Avir Mel Mitzvahs. We can't skip over a mitzvah that we're mechuyif to do. So they say from here we see that one, even when one is faced with the requirement to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan and a mitzvah d'raisa, he should first do the mitzvah d'rabbanan, even though the mitzvah d'raisa is waiting. The only reason here he says Birchas HaMazon first is because Birchas HaMazon came first. Amal Nechlaku, what is the machlokes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Alamar b'samim, when you have to say bari me'ar'esh and bari me'ar'esh b'samim. B'shamar me'ar'esh v'akach b'samim, first say bari me'ar'esh and then say bari me'ar'esh b'samim. B'selah me'ar'esh say b'shamim v'akach mor. First say bari me'ar'esh b'samim, then bari me'ar'esh. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Noag u'am, we act, k'beiselah v'liv Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we say first bari me'ar'esh b'samim and then bari me'ar'esh. There's always an easy way to remember what the proper order is. We follow from the bottom of the mouth up. First we make yayin, which we drink. Then we make bari min b'samim, we smell with the nose. Then we make bari min ra'esh, we see with the eye. And then we make havdalah, we think with the head. The Paiskim discussed the shaila that what would happen if somebody made havdalah, he only said the bari priagofen and the Havdalah, and he forgot to say the Bari Mina B'Samim and the Bari Me'ar'esh, and then before he drank the wine, he realized. Does he first drink the wine, or does he first say the Bari Me'ar'esh or Bari Mina B'Samim? The Paiskim say he should first bake the Bari Mina B'Samim and the Bari Me'ar'esh, and only after that drink the wine. But that's only provided that he did not begin to drink the wine. If he already began to drink the wine, then he should finish drinking the required amount of wine, the reviyas of wine, and afterwards he could say the bracha. Then he could say the bracha. Just to speak for a moment about Havdalah. First we begin Havdalah with the nusach of Hinei Kel Yishwasi, Lehudah Ma'is'ayra. There's a question asked by Reb Tzadik HaKoyen. Why by Havdalah do we say these psukim that represent joy? Shabbos is leaving. We should be sad. Why are we saying Yehuda Ma'is'ayra that we're happy? So Reb Tzadik explains that Havdalah, we say the bracha of Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei by the bracha of Atachonin. Why? So the Gemara says, Im ein das, if someone doesn't have intellect, Havdalah minayin, that he doesn't have the ability to separate. So now, when we're saying Havdalah, which represents that we do have intellect to separate between different things, so we should be happy. That's the greatest simcha, Yehuda Ma'is'ayra. Also, the Kaf HaChaim says that although normally we're moizig, we put water into the cup when we drink wine, that should not be done with Havdalah. And then afterwards, we say the Havdalah with the order that we mentioned earlier. The Sfarim explain, again to speak about the order that we mentioned, drinking is the weakest or the least of the senses. Everybody could drink and taste. So that's why we say that first. Smelling represents more of an intellect. So we say that second. Seeing is even a greater thing. So we say that next. And of course the greatest thing that we could thank Hashem for and comes last is our intellect. And that's why we say that the last bracha. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yaakov bar Ava ikel lebei Rava. Rav Yaakov bar Ava came to the home of Rava. Chazi dos baruch bar priagofen akasakama. He saw that he made a bar priagofen on the first cup of wine that he drank when he said Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that this story happened by Shabbos. V'had baruch akas de brachosa, and then the wine that he got after the bar priagofen was recited after Birchas HaMazon was said on that cup of wine, he again made a Bari Priyagofen. Vishti, and he drank from it. Amalei, so he asked him, Lomlach Kulahai, why do you make all these brachas? Habarach Lamar Chadazimna, didn't you make a Bari Priyagofen at the beginning of the meal? Why do you have to make another Bari Priyagofen at the end? Amalei, so he answered him, when I was by Resh Galusa's home, Hocha Avdinan. That's what I saw that they did. Amalei, so he said, Tainach by Resh Galusa. I understand that in the home of Resh Galusa, Hochi Avid, that's what they did. Safak Maislan, Safak Loi Maislan. Since there was a very large group at the home of Reish Galusa when Birchas HaMazon was recited, so the people sitting at that meal were not quite sure that to each one of them would reach the Kosher Bracha. So they had to make their own Bari Priya Gofen when it reached them. Hacha, however, in our situation, Hamanach Kosten Kaman, we have plenty of wine. You know that there's plenty of wine, but that's the Levi. And you do, and you knew that you're going to receive the wine. So why did you have to make another Bari Priya Gofen on it? Amalei, and not Avdika Talmid the Rav. I acted like the Talmid of Rav. The Rav Bruno of Rav Chananel Talmid the Rav have Yashvi B'Sudos. They were sitting at a meal. Koilai Rav Yava Seba. Rav Yava Seba was attending them. Amalei, so they said to him, Havlon V'Nevarach. Give us a cup of wine so we could say Birchas HaMazon. The Saif Amalei, then they changed their mind and they said, Havlon V'Nishti. We'd rather continue drinking, not yet say Birchas HaMazon. Amalhu, so they told him, Hacham Rav, this is what Rav said, Kivin the Amrsel Havlon V'Nevarach, once you bench, Israel Cholam Nishti. You can't drink anymore. My Tama, what's the reason? Tasichu Datayu. You took your mind off from eating. So here too, by saying Birchas HaMazon, you ended the meal, and now when you want to make a new, if you want to drink wine again, a new Bari Priya Gofen is required. So Tosfos discusses that even if someone drinks wine in the middle of a meal, and if it's not his normal course to drink wine in the middle of a meal, so he certainly has to make a Bari Priya Gofen when he drinks that wine, the benching that he says at the end will certainly suffice for that. But now the Gemara also tells us that if somebody says Havlon V'Nevarech, he decided to bench, the halacha becomes that he cannot eat or drink until he says Birchas HaMazon. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is actually the basis for the halacha that we say before we do Birchas HaMazon, Rabbi say Nevarech, Rabbi say Vilam Benchin, because before we say Birchas HaMazon, we have to be Mazmin, we have to prepare ourselves for benching. And certainly the halacha is, as is evident in our Gemara, that once somebody said Rabbi say Nevarech, he can't eat or drink without making a bracha. The question is, let's say somebody said Rabbi say Nevarech, and then he decided he wants to eat more, and he's prepared to make a bracha. May he do that or not? And it's truthfully a very big shaila in the Rishonim, because the story in our Gemara was that they said let's bench, and then they said we want to drink. The Gemara is not clear what would have been a halacha if they would have wanted to eat. Some Rishonim say even if they would have wanted to eat, they would have to make another bracha. Others say no, only maybe if they wanted a drink is a new bracha required. But if they wanted to eat, another bracha would not be required. So therefore, of course, the best thing to do, the Paiskim say, is to bench, even if he wants to eat more, and then after benching, make a bracha rishonah and eat whatever he wanted to eat. Moreover, the Paiskim point out that let's say somebody already washed Mayim Achroinim, that has the same status as Havlon V'Nevarech. Once he washed Mayim Achroinim, the right thing to do is no longer eat. Even if he still wants to eat more, he should bench, and then afterwards, if he wants to eat, make a bracha rishonah after his eating. Saying Shir HaMalois, the Paiskim say, certainly does not constitute the same as Havlon V'Nevarech. If a guest sitting at the table says, let's bench, he certainly also, it's not considered Havlon V'Nevarech, because he's not the balabayas, he's not the host at this table, and therefore, it's not considered as if the meal is over. If another bracha is required, that means if somebody said Havlon V'Nevarech, he doesn't want a bench, he'd rather make another bracha rishoyna. The halacha is not only would he have to make a bracha rishoyna, he would also have to wash the tilas yadayim again. the Paiskim discuss, based on the same situation that we'll be discussing, some if a doctor was called out in the middle of a meal for an emergency and he didn't know how long it would take or how long it would not take, or Hatzalah member, that is also considered like that he was Mesiach Das from that meal. And even if at the end he never had to go to that emergency, he gets a call afterwards that the emergency is over or someone else took care of that emergency, since when he got up he was Mesiach Das from that meal, he should make another, he should either bench and then make a new Bracha Rishayna, or he should at least make another Bracha Rishayna on what he eats. That's how Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says in the Chashukei Chemed. The Sholem Meshiv was asked the interesting shaila along the same lines. He says, let's say someone received an aliyah and the Baal Kairi thought that the place of laning had ended, and then the Baal Kairi stops, the person is about to say the bracha that's said after one receives an aliyah, Shenasan Lanu Taras Emes, and then the people in the shul said, no, it's not the place to stop, and the Baal Kairi is prepared to read further. Does the person still have to make the bracha after laning, or could the kriya continue and it'll only make the bracha when they get to the place that they should stop? The Sholem Meshiv says that they could continue laning, he doesn't make the bracha until they come to the place where they should stop. Continues the Gemara. Amemim Azutra Rav Ashi Havyasvi Besuda. These three people were sitting in a Suda. The Koilai Rav Achbarei the Rav, Rav Achbarei the Rav was attending them. Amemim Baruch HaKosu V'Kosu. Amemim made a bracha on every cup of wine that he drank. Mazutra Baruch HaKosu Kam V'Kosu V'Asru. Mazutra made a bracha on the cup that he, at the beginning of the meal. Rashbam says this was a meal that took place during the week, not on Shabbos like in the previous incident mentioned in the Gemara. That Kasa Basra, he made a cup on a bracha on the wine that he received after benching. Rav Ashi Baruch HaKasa Kam, Rav Ashi made a bracha on the first cup for Sule Baruch, and he didn't make any more brachas. Amla Rav Achbar Rava. So Rav Achbar Rava asked them, Anan Kaman Navid, who should we act like? Amemar Amar. A Maimer said, Nimlechano, after every cup I decide again that when I finish one cup of wine I decide I'm not drinking anymore. Then I change my mind and decide I'm going to drink again, and that's why I have to make a new Bari Priya Goffin on every cup. Mazutra says, I act like the Talmidim of Rav, and that's why, as we learned before, I only make one bracha at the beginning of the meal and another bracha at the end of the meal. So here we have the concept, before we go further, that if somebody is nimlach, if somebody decides that on every cup he's going to, decides he's not going to eat, and then every time he decides he's going to eat, he has to make a new bracha. There are two points I'd like to make regarding this. Of course, if somebody is a guest in one's home and he's not quite certain if he's going to receive more food or not, that's not called nimlach. Because when somebody becomes a guest in one's home, he's depending that whatever the host or hostess will give him, that's what he's going to eat, and that's not considered nimlach. On the other hand, if, let's say, somebody went and bought himself a roll to eat, breakfast, whatever, and he made a bracha rishona based that this is the one roll he's going to eat, and then he wants to eat another roll, and he sends somebody to buy for him, he would have to make another hamotzi on the second roll. Unless, if there was bread on the table, and the person took one slice of bread, he wasn't necessarily sure if he's going to eat more bread or not, then he would not be required to make a new hamotzi in every slice of bread. But in a case where there were no other rolls in the house, and this was the only roll that he had, and that he thought that that's all he's going to be eating, and then he decides to eat more, the halacha is that he would have to make a new bracha on the, he would have to make a new bracha for every roll. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, less hilchos like the Talmid of the Rav, the halacha is not like the Talmidim of Rav. What's his proof? The yontif shechal yisach shabbos, when Yontif comes out of Matzah Shabbos, as we began today's shir, Vamar Rav Yakna, and Rav says that we say Kiddush and Havdalah both over one cup. Now, Rav didn't require a new Hagafen for Havdalah. And as Tosfos says, even though we have a Hefsik between the Kiddush and the Havdalah, we have the Ner in between. So we see that it's not a Hefsik. So here too, if the person made a Bari Priya Gofen at the beginning of the meal, that should work even for the wine that he drinks after benching, says the Gemara V'Lohi. But it's not a valid comparison. When somebody says Birkas HaMozoin, he decided he's ending the meal. So now if after Birkas HaMozoin he wants to drink wine, that's something new, and a new bracha is required. However, Hacha, when somebody's making Kiddush and Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos Yontif, he hasn't decided that he's stopping to drink, and therefore one Bari Priya Gofen works for both. Tosfos points out, based on this Gemara, that only Birchas HaMozoin is considered a Hefsik. So Tosfos says that by the Seder, we make a Bari Priya Gofen at the beginning by Kiddush, and then we make another Bari Priya Gofen by the second kais. But why is that required? There wasn't a hefsek. So Tosfos says the recital of the Haggadah between the two cups of wine is considered a hefsek. But it's very interesting. On one hand, we're considering this to be a hefsek, this recital of the Haggadah. On the other hand, in Halacha, we find that it's not considered a hefsek. Two examples. We said that although the Kiddush is said at the beginning of the Seder, and the Suda is only said later, after the Haggadah is recited, it's still considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Moreover, we make a Bari Priya Adoma when we eat the Karpas, and we only eat the Maror much later, yet the Hadoma that's said on the Karpas, even though it's quite a hefsek with the saying of the Haggadah, which we just identified as a hefsek, and that's why we have to make two Bari Priya Gofens, we don't have to make a new Bari Priya Adoma on the Maror. So it's interesting, to one degree it's considered a hefsek, and to another degree it's not considered a hefsek. Continues the Gemara. Kimatal Avduli. We're talking about Rav Yaakov Bar Avba's visit to Rava. When it came to make Havdalah, Kom Shamai, the attendant got up, Va'adlik Avuka Misharga. He lit a torch from a flame. Because on Matzah Shabbos was supposed to make the Bari Meireish on a flame, because Meire represents a torch, because it represents many different flames. Amalek, so Rav Yaakov Bar Avba said to him, Lamalach Kulehai, why do you have to go through this bother? Hamanach Shaga, there's a candle here, we should use that. Amalek, Shami Medata the Nafshi Kavit. The Shamas did this on his own behalf. I didn't ask him to do it. Amalek, Eloi Shemineh Medalav, had he not heard this from you, he would have never done it himself. Amalei, so he says, Lo Savalei Mar, Avukal Havdalah Mitzvah Namufcha, don't you agree that Havdalah should be made on a torch? And that's why he was telling you to do it. So, we need to understand the story. First, Rava said that he prefers a torch. Then Rav Yaakov asked him, and he said that that the Shamas did it on his own behalf. And then he told him that he heard it from his Rebbe. What's going on? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat I saw from the Mordechai B'Shem D'Ri Mikorbil. He says that although the halacha is that the Havdalah should be recited on a torch, that's only if there was no candle lit. But if there's a candle lit anyway, then we make the bracha on the candle. So what happened here was the candle was lit, and the Shamas went and told him, why did you go through this bother to light the torch, if there's a candle lit, there's no need for a torch. That was the thing that the Shamas did on his own. Of course the Shamas saying that a torch has to be lit did not rely on himself to say it. He knew that from his Rebbe. What he did not know was that a torch does not have to be lit when a candle is burning on its own. That's the Mikrobos Pshat. The Taz and Magen Avraham have a different approach. Their approach is that there was one candle lit. As we said, the fire for the Havdalah has to have multiple lights to it. So the Shamas thought that what's adequate, what he thought was adequate, was just to bring another candle, and that will have multiple flames. The Shamas told him, let's light a torch. That was his mistake. There is no need to light a torch. Two candles is enough. And actually, we do use two candles sometimes. What we're discussing here, when Matzoi Shabbos is Yontif, and we have to make a Bari Meresh, as we began to say in today's shir, so we could take two candles. And the Magen Avraham says, they don't even have to be touching. As long as they form a large flame, they have to, says they have to touch. Riki Vega says they don't have to touch. As long as they close, it's enough. And actually, this is a shaila, because when we take the two candles and put them together, when we say the Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos Yontif, and then if we put them right next to each other and we separate them, it could be an issue of kibui, of extinguishing. And so the Eitzah is, the proper way to do it is not to put them exactly close together. And there is no concern that that's not considered avuka, because Rabbi Akiva Eger just taught us, as long as they put two candles together, even if they're not exactly touching, it's still considered an avuka. Pasuf Omer. So Rabbi began to say the Avdolah. He said, Amadav and Kaddish Lachol, Ben Or Lachosha, between holiness and mundane, between light and dark, Ben Yisrael La'amim, between Yisrael and all the other nations, Ben Yom Yishvil L'Sheshes Shimei Hamasim, between Shabbos and the 6 days of work. Amalei Lamlach Kulehai, what do you have to say all this? V'amar Yehuda Merav, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, just saying the Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, Zuhi Havdolos Hashem Yehuda Anossi, that's all Rabbi Yehuda Anossi said when he made Havdolah. Amalei, so he answered him, Anokahos really. I hold like the following Gemara. When somebody says Havdalah, he should not say less than three concepts of Havdalah, but not more than seven. Amalei, so Rav Yaakov Abba said to him, Vama loy tlosa amar v'lo sheva amar. You didn't say not three, but not seven. You said four. And like Tosfos explains, that if Chazal said to say three or seven, they meant either say three or say seven, but don't make up a different number. Amalei, so he said to him, I really said three. Ibra, when he was repeated, Ben Yoyim HaShvil, Sheish Shemei HaMasa, it wasn't to mention another separation. Rather, the purpose was Meich Simihi, to mention something before I make the bracha similar to the bracha. V'amar Yehuda Merav, Hamavdol, Tzorach Shiyoyim Eich Simah Samlach Simah. He has to say something about the end of the bracha, about the bracha that we're going to end with, say similar about it near saying the bracha. We have to say something that was similar to the way we began the bracha, close to where we end the bracha. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the practical difference between Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul and Pumbedisa? Both of these, the whole Avdolah represents Avdolah. So what's the difference? What I'm going to say, it's the same nusach that's going to be the main psicha samach sima, and the main chsima samach sima ends up with the same wording. So it says, you're right, on a regular Matzoi Shabbos there wouldn't be a real nafkamina. Ikemenai is a nafkamina on Yontif Shechali Yisachar Shabbos, when Yontif is Matzoi Shabbos. The chasmina ben kodesh l'kodesh, and then we say ben kodesh l'kodesh. The one that says that we only mention something that's at the beginning of the bracha, near the end. We don't have to mention the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, because that's only referred to in the bracha at the end. That you have to refer to something that's going to be said at the end during the bracha, near the bracha, has to mention. You would have to say, and Tosafot says that indeed that's what we say, but actually Tosafot says we even say more. We say, so Taisu says that is not me'im psicha, that's not me'im chsima. Why is it said? So this was a question that Rabbeinu Ephraim asked Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam answered, because we want to show how much we love Shabbos and Yom Tov. So one time, when it comes out Shabbos and Yom Tov at the same time, we say a very long nusach. I saw a shayla that was asked to Rabbi Yoshev, if somebody on Motzoi Shabbos Yom Tov forgot to make Havdalah, where we say the Nusach of Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, as we will learn later in the Perek, the halacha is that if you forget to say Havdalah, you can make it up later in the week. So this person didn't make the Havdalah in the proper time, he makes it later in the week. What Nusach would he say? Does he say he makes it Matzoi Yom Tov? Does he say Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh? Or Ben Kodesh L'Chayah, doesn't say Matziyotav. Matziyotav, anyway, you have to say bro, Havdalah. He says it in 2 days later. So Rabbi Yoshua said that even though, had he said it at the proper time, he would have said Ben Kodesh L'Chayah. When he's saying it as a makeup, he says Ben Kodesh L'Chayah.